The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 21 new COVID-19 cases in its update published September 24. Included in the new cases are 9 unvaccinated individuals, 7 partially vaccinated people, and 5 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Oro Medonte, 1. One person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Barrie, 10. One youth under 18 years old, 5 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. 4 cases are linked to close contact transmission and 6 are still under investigation. Innisfil, 2. One person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and 1 is still under investigation. Bradford, 1. One person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Midland, 1. One person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Tay, 1. One person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Tiny, 2. Two people between 65 and 79 years old. Both cases are linked to close contact transmission. Muskoka District, 3. One case in Bracebridge, 1 case in Huntsville, and 1 in Muskoka Lakes. There are currently 169 active cases in the region. 7 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19, which includes 3 new hospitalizations since yesterday's report. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,417 cases of COVID-19 with 12,989 of those cases recovered and 259 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 78% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 84% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Approximately 26% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 68.6% is fully vaccinated. There are 4 school outbreaks in the region, with no additional outbreaks since yesterday's report. There is an active outbreak at Monsignor Clare Public School in Barrie. There are 3 confirmed cases linked to the school, and the outbreak was declared on September 22. 2 classrooms are closed, but the school remains open. On September 20, the health unit declared an outbreak at W.H. Day Public School in Bradford where there are 3 cases. 1 classroom is closed. On September 17, the health unit declared an outbreak at Alliston Union Public School, there are 4 cases there. 1 classroom is closed. On September 15, the health unit declared an outbreak at Fieldcrest Elementary School in Bradford, there are 2 cases there. 1 classroom is closed. The schools are still open, but the impacted cohorts have been instructed to self-isolate. The health unit declares a school outbreak where there is evidence of person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 at the school. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 24. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 220,217 the 2nd of September 14 1,856 62.1% Barrie 4,425 4, 249,124 the 2nd of September 23 2,884 77.8% Bradford WG 2,194 2,132 38 the 1st of September 23 5,026 75.2% Clearview 144 138 5 September 16, 958 71.6%, Collingwood 266,257 the 3rd of September 18 1078 87%, ESA 546,532 4 the 2nd of September 22,265 80%, Innisfil 1,315 1,288 the 18th of September 23,185 71.6%, Midland 217,207 the 6th of September 23,1185 81.8%, New Tecumseh 1,610 1,575 18 the 1st of September 22,3803 74.6%, Aurelia 355,343 the 8th of September 21,050 84.8%, Oro Medant 245,237 the 5th of September 23,1050 89.6%, Penetanguishene 207,199 the 8th of September 14,2148 84.8%, Remara 122,119 the 1st of September 19,1167 65.9%, Severn 91,883 September 3rd 607 61%, Springwater 310,305 the 2nd of September 21,1446 85.4%, Tay 129,124 the 2nd of September 23,1150 84.5%, Tiny 142,137 the 2nd of September 23,1058 72.7%, Wasaga Beach 305,294.5 the 1st of September 21,1287 79.9%, Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.